Why is it called Abraham's bosom? Why did God choose the bosom of Abraham to embrace Lazarus? Well, look at Luke 13, verse 27, if you would. Now, if you remember the Last Supper with Jesus Christ, he's eating with his disciples. And who is that one person laying on his bosom? It's John. It's a pretty honorable position, is it not? To be able to be so close to the Lord during a supper that he can just lean on his bosom. I mean, who can say they lean on the bosom of Jesus Christ? I mean, that's great. Look at Luke 13, verse 27. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and ye yourselves thrust out. And they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last. Lazarus was a beggar. Lazarus was nothing in this world. He held no prestigious position. The only friends he had were the dogs that licked the sores on his body. But yet, because he was last here, he was first up there. So think about this. You know, to die and be carried into the bosom of Abraham shows you that even though he was least here, he was despised, God made him first in heaven. And he proved that by placing him in the bosom of a famous patriarch in the eyes of the Jews. Because Abraham is very popular in the eyes of the Jews. I mean, Father Abraham. You know, the Pharisee says, we are of Abraham, our father. And obviously, you know, they were the father of the devil. So what the purpose of putting Lazarus in the bosom of Abraham is to show us that the most despised thing in this world, you can be the least in this world, the offscouring of this world, but you will have clout in heaven. Amen. You'll be rubbing shoulders with the greats in heaven. I mean, that's what Luke chapter 13 is teaching us. It's like the kingdom, the children of the kingdom shall be thrust out into outer darkness. But there's going to be people from the east, from the west, from the north, and from the south, referring to Gentiles, and they're going to sit with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. Amen. They get first dibs. Why? Because it says, they are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last.